I want to speak to a lady who is celebrating this morning. I bet she is celebrating because she's just been crowned Miss Northern Ireland for 2019. Lauren Leckie. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Lauren, what sort of event did you have last night? Where was this all held? Was it one of these nights where there was loads of sparkle and champagne and people, I suppose, cheering you on from the wings?
The atmosphere was amazing. It was in the Europa and we were up bright and early. We had our hair done by Michelle International. There was 23 of us all getting ready and it was all go from early morning. And we all got into our beautiful dresses. I had picked out the perfect dress weeks before, but I actually hadn't put it on until that night again. So it was just amazing to see it on again. And you start to think, oh, is it going to go up? And it was amazing. And lots of makeup touch-ups. And yes, there was lots of Schweppes and gin in the drinks reception before. And then we were all on stage and just the adrenaline and... I just couldn't believe my name was called. I'm still starstruck and there wasn't much sleep last night because I was just over the moon.
Well done. What does this mean now? Because as you are Miss Northern Ireland 2019, do you go forward to Miss World?
I do, yes. So I think it's in around November time and I'm going to Thailand for around 8 weeks to represent our country on the big stage. So it'll be an amazing experience and I'll be learning lots and speaking with all the former Miss Northern Ireland just to learn all the tips and then I'll be hopefully bringing that to the big stage with me.
And apart from winning the Miss Northern Ireland contest, what else do you do, Lauren? You're a model, I'm sure, are you with Alison's model agency?
I am, yes. So I am signed with ACA and it's great. To be able to get out and about and do lots of different things. I work full-time at the minute, and so it's just all about managing my time and being able to do both, along with having the social life and doing all my promotional work and the Miss Northern Ireland stuff as well as working.
I'm looking at a photograph here. You're raven-haired. you know, sometimes people think, what colour's her hair? She's raven-haired as opposed to blonde or redhead. And you've got this beautiful, it's like a golden crown that you're wearing in the paper.
The crown is fabulous. It's very heavy and just worn it last night for the first time. I didn't want to take it off.
And I also noticed a little point that your dad had a very unfortunate accident when you were younger. I'm sure your dad was very, very proud last night.
He was over the moon. He couldn't believe it. There was actually 16 of us there last night, so I had a massive group there to support me. And they were all so happy. And I was on the stage getting the photos whenever it was just announced. And they were all I could see was their faces all smiling up at me.
So the trip to Thailand, don't think a Miss Northern Ireland has managed to secure the Miss World title in recent times. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so, not in recent times. I think it was a Miss Ireland was the last Miss World that we had. Do you think you can do it?
I do think I can do it. I think I'm going to give it my all and I think I've got a great chance.
Well, listen, continued success with your work and with your modelling requirements and, of course, representing Northern Ireland in Miss World. Have yourself a wonderful 8 weeks in Thailand and enjoy the rest of the celebrations. And lovely speaking to you, Lauren.
It was lovely to speak to you too, and thank you very much.
What a nice young woman representing Northern Ireland in Miss World. That's Lauren Leckie. I was mentioning her dad had an unfortunate motorcycle accident some years ago and has been using a wheelchair and is very supportive of Lauren. Just reading an article about that in one of the papers there, and I'm sure he's a very proud dad this morning.